Okay, I'd like to thank you for joining. We're going to have a shiur tonight, reviewing for 30 seconds on each daf, b'li neder, of the 120 dapim of Maseches Pesachim. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moi, Rav David Tzibin, Rav Yosef. And let's begin. Why is Pesachim called Pesachim? So some say because the first half of the Masechta is one topic, and then Pesach Sheni, and then the second half of the Masechta, the first four Prakim is one, and then from a 5 through 9 is a whole different story all about the Karban Pesach. Or some say because Pesachim is called Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Daf Beis. Rashi says that the reason for Bedikas Chametz, the very Daf Beis, we speak about Bedikas Chametz, the reason is Shelo Lavar B'Bayira B'Yimatzei. Tosa says, what do you mean? That's why we do Bittel. Bittel gets you out of Bayira B'Yimatzei. Bedika is just so you shouldn't come to eat it. The Ran defends Rashi by saying there's two ways to get rid of Bayira. Either you do Bedika and get rid of it, or you do Bittel. Really, either one is okay. Even Bedika works midoraisa because the Torah relies on chazakos. Once it's checked, you don't violate anymore. And the reason why we're more machmir by chametz rather than other isurim is because people don't separate themselves from chametz all year long. Daf Gimel. There is a machlokas, the Ravid and the Balamor. Why do we use the language of or over here? The Balamor says, since it's the beginning of the Masechta, Pesach Dvarecha Ya'iru, we want to start the Masechta with light. The Ravid says that Bedikas Chametz is the beginning of the night. That's when there's still a little bit of light there. And the Gemara also says in Daf Gimel, a person should always teach his Talmidim Derech Kitzara, short, even if it's not a Lashon Naki, because short is better. People remember it better. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira not be Olo L'Regel? Tosa says either he didn't have Karka, or he was old, he couldn't get there, or he lived in the Chutz Laretz. Daf Dalid. According to Rashi, Chametz from 6 hours and up is not only Aser B'Achila, but it's also Aser B'Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. And the Rambam sounds like that as well. The Ravid disagrees. What do you mean? The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim, you're not allowed to eat. So, or Lo Yimatzeh B'Batechim, excuse me. So maybe, if Rashi learns like Rav Yosef Engel, that Bal Yirah is a Siog Doraisa for Achila, it's to prevent Achila. So it makes sense. If the Achila is Aser, if Pesach and Chasos, Bal Yirah should also be Aser. The Taz writes that B'shash b'nei adam mitzuyim b'bateyem for B'dikas Chametz, that's why it's got to be the beginning of the night. That's when people get home. And Or Haner, Yafalu B'dikas, is telling me night and not day. So that's why you need both reasons. And a person should not begin a Torah lecture, a Torah shir, a chavrusa, at the time of B'dikas Chametz. Kal v'chomer, you shouldn't begin a su'udah or work, so say the Me'iri and the Ritva. But it sounds like if you started before this man, you're allowed to finish it. La halacha, the tour, says no, you got to stop. Rashi understands that bittel is hashpasa belev. You just mentally nuke it. Tosa says bittel works mitam hefker. Daf hey. The Gemara implies that if a Yisrael is holding on to chametz of a guy and he has responsibility for it, he's chayv for ba'yirah, even though. And there's a machlokas Rishonim, how much achrayas do you have to take? The Gemara sounds like Geneva Vaveda, like the achrayas of a Shomer Sachar. Some say, even if you're just the Shomer Chinam, you're already chayav and a guy's chametz. And some say, no, you got to be mamash like a Shoel, chayav and onsen. Davav. There are two opinions in the Me'iri. If you make a bracha on Bedikas chametz, if you do it before the night of the 14th. Rav Salavechik explained that the question is, if you hold there's no bracha, it's because there's no real chiyuv to do it the night of the 12th or the 11th. There's no real chiyuv. It's just that your obligation is to make sure your house is free from chametz on Pesach. So whenever you leave in the house, that's when you got to take care of it. The other opinion says, no, you have to make a bracha because mamish, the chiyuv bedika is chal on you within 30 days, and therefore you make a bracha. The Ramah paskins, we don't make a bracha. The Gra gives another reason why we don't make the bracha, because you're going to be eating chametz for the next few days. It's ridiculous to say, I'll be your chametz 5 days before Pesach. So says the Gra. The Gemara gives as the source the din of Bedika within 30 days from the din of Shaul and Vidarshin. Our Gemara says, Shaul and Vidarshin, Behilchas HaPesach, 30 days before the Yantiv, you're supposed to start asking questions. But the Gemara Megillah says, on Yantiv, Dorsh Shalom Vidorshim Binyano Shayom Hilchas Pesach Bib Pesach. So what's going on? So the Ran says, Ar Gemar means 30 days before, if somebody asks a shiloh to the rabbi, you answer his shiloh first. And on Yontif, you darsh in the halachas. And there are many other answers to this question. That's why some say the girsa here is shol, and there it's darshin. Others say that before Yontif, you got to teach the halachas. On Yontif, you darshin about the themes of the day. There are three main shitas about Ein Mukdam Mukhar BaTorah, we learned on Daf Vav. Rashi says that the Torah can always be out of order. The Ramban says it's always in order except where it's explicitly out of order. And the Avudram says even where it's explicitly out of order, there's a reason for it. It's actually really in order. Like in the beginning of Bamidbar, the Torah is just backing up to discuss Pesach Sheni. It backs up to Pesach Rishon. Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Yer Mevatel Belibo. The Ramban says, approve for me, the Bittel Belev works. The Ran says, no. Belibo is Lav Dafka. You have to say the Bittel. But you don't have to necessarily hear it. The Mimi writes, listen, Rachman Aliba Baya Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear it even if it's quiet. The Ran says, may depend. If Bittel works Midin Tashbisu, then Belev would be good. But if it's Hefker, maybe you need a pipet. The Gemara says, Levayer Chametz means Lahaba. Laman means Lahaba. And Tosa says that's why the bracha of lachniso b'briso, the father has to make that bracha before the milah, Rabbi. And at times says, no, it's not a berachas hamitzvah at all. It's a berachas shevach v'hodah, and therefore it could be even right after the milah. You don't need over lasiyasin. The Gemara says you make a bracha al netilas lulav. Of course, once you pick it up, you're ready yotze. Tosa says, but it's still, how's that over lasiyasin? Because you still got to wave it during hallel. Sounds like the waving is part of the mitzvah. Tosa quotes other opportunities to turn the esrog upside down like we do, or have kavanah shelo latzis. The Gemara says, if you make a sukkah, you make shechianu, and therefore even if you made the sukkah erev Pesach, erev sukkahs, you can make a shechianu. That's why we flip the leishev and the shechianu from night one to night two, because even if the first night wasn't yontif, the shechianu counts on the asiyas hasukkah. And by certain mitzvahs, we don't do over asiyas, like tvila, right, because the guy is not in the mikveh yet, or netilas yadayim, we wait till afterwards, because it's similar to tvila. Now, even Dav Ches, even though a torch would be better, has more light than a candle, and therefore for Havdalah, a torch is actually better, but by Bedika, we need a candle because we want to be able to get into the chor and the stocking, the corners. And if a person says, I want to dedicate this money to tzedakah so that my kids should get better, or that I should be a Ben Olam Abba, the Gemara calls him a Tzadik Gomer. Asks Tosus, what do you mean? Pirkei Avos says you're not supposed to be kavadam amisham shenis arav amanas lekabel pras. You're not supposed to serve for the reward. They answer, no, that's only if you regret the ma'isim tovim if you don't get the reward. Ask the Marshal. The Gemara says in Tainus that only tztaka you're allowed to give al tanai, but everything else you're not. So he answers, even though you're allowed to test Hashem uvuchanuni no bezos, you're allowed to test Hashem with tztaka, but it's still not doing it lishma. The Chasam Sofer says, from our Gemara, it implies that you're allowed to give tzedakah in order you should get rich, but not l'tzorach sheyichne b'no, and not l'tzorach olam haba. Sounds like even that's called Oved Hashem Lishma. Daf Tes. If a tzaddik dies and there's fruit in his house, you could, even if they were just plucked that day, you could assume he took chumas and ma'aseh orfeh, because a tzaddik would not allow chazak ala chaver shein motzi dav Hashem sum tachas yado. Now we also learned the Daf Tes, called the parish mirubatar parish. If you find a piece of meat, and there's 9 kosher stores and 1 treif, you're allowed to eat the meat. But if you find it in the store, we have a rule called kavua kamechza amechza dami. Rav Shimon Shkup says that somehow when you find it in the store, that makes it like a more significant minority. It makes the minority more significant. It's very difficult to understand why that's true, but it's true. So the Gemara talks chuma bismana zez derabanan. The Gemara in Yavama says, if you hold kedusha shniyas kitchel shaita velo lasit lavo, the second base amigdash, that's why Truma Bizmana Zez Darabana. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was Kitchel Asid Lavo, and really Truma Bizmana Zez Daraisa. And one opinion in Erech and Lamed Beis holds that even the first Kedusha was forever. Even if you say Truma's Daraisa, you could still say if Truma falls into 100 of Chul and it's Batal, but Rov Mi Daraisa, and the din of Demai, that Truma 1 in 100 is Batal, that's a din Darabana. Now, if there are 2 pathways, one is Tameh, one is Tar. One guy went down one and he did Taras, and the other guy went down the other. If they asked Separately, they're both going to be tameh because safek tameh b'shus rabbim sveiko tar. If they go to the rabbi and ask at the same time, they're both going to be tameh because we can't get either of them out of it. Rabbi Yossi says either way, they're both tameh. Rabbi Yochanan says if they come at the same time, everyone agrees tameh. If it's one after the other, everyone agrees tar. The only machlokas is if the guy comes to ask for him and his friend. Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda says that you should not check for chametz on Yontif because we're afraid you'll find it and come to eat it. But by Chadash, they didn't have a problem with using it before the Zman. Rava says that by Chadash, they only lad you with a shinoi. Abaya says, Chadash, people know how to separate from, but chametz, people are not used to separating from it. Rav Meir says, you could eat chametz the whole fifth hour and burn to the beginning of the sixth. Rabbi Yehuda, who we paskin like him, says you can only eat till the fourth hour. The fifth, you don't have to burn it. It's mutter bahana. And the beginning of the sixth, you have to burn it. Rabbi Gamliel also says that chulin, you could eat the whole fourth, but truma, you could even eat the whole fifth, and you burn it at the beginning of the sixth. If one guy says a guy killed on Monday, another guy says a guy killed on Tuesday, it's good aid. This one guy knew about the leap month and one guy didn't. But if one guy says the third, one guy says the fifth, we chuck out the Eidus. The same thing by the hours. Some say it's only if one guy says 5 hours and one guy says 7 hours, because one's before the afternoon and one is after the afternoon. So that's why that wouldn't work. They would check the Eidim with seven chakiros. What 7 day, what year of the Shemitah cycle? What 7 day cycle is it? What year of the Shemitah cycle? What month? What day of the month? What day of the week? What hour and what place? So in the one of these questions, if a guy says Eini Yodea, so then Eidusim Betela, because it's Eidus Shiata Yochala Azima. But by Bedikos, if a guy said, I didn't know, then usually Eidusim Kayemis. The Rambam has a strange sheet that he says that these things, like if you say, what was the murder knife, those things, if he says Eini Yodea, Eidusim Betela, we don't hold that way. And only Akashim Bedikos, we pass in Eidusim is Betela. The Gemara implies that a person who leaves chametz around in order to destroy it doesn't violate Bayura Bayimotze. Daf Yud Gimel. We have a promise that Eliyahu Navi is not coming on a Friday and not on an Erev Yontif because people are so fablunged that Eliyahu Navi wouldn't want to mess us over. The Gabbai Tzedaka, who does not have any Aniyim to give the money to, he's not allowed to buy back the money of Tzedaka or to exchange the money because of V'yisem Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. People are going to suspect him of giving himself a good rate. And you're not allowed to bring carbon toda on all of Pesach because it had chametz. Even on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring carbon toda because you're memayit zman achilasa. And that's why we don't say mizmor lesoda on Erev Pesach, although this year, not an afkamina because it's Shabbos anyway. We wouldn't be saying Mizra L'Soda. Yudalad. And, okay, Yudalad. Ava Tuma is Metame Odom V'Kelem Ochlen Umashkin to make it into a Rishon. A Rishon L'Tuma is Metame Ochlen Umashkin only to make it into a Sheni. A Sheni makes a Shlishi by Truma and Kachim. A Shlishi makes a Ravi only by Kachim. Rabbi Kiva held a Sheni is even also a Shlishi by Chulin. And any Sheni, there's this Din D'Rabbana that if it touches liquid, it makes a liquid into a rishon. And there's machlokas tanaim if tumas mashkin latame echem is midoraisa midrabanan. Rabbi Kiva holds it is midoraisa. Daf tes vav. Pigel, nosar, and tame. Beishamai say you can't burn them all together. Beisil says you can burn them all together. And the time of zrikas adam of every carbon is until shkia of that day. The zman of achilas kachim kalim, except for the carbon todah, is 2 days and one night. Carbon toda is 1 day, 1 night. Kachi kachim is that day and that night. And the time of the burning is until the next morning. And any person who thought during the time of the shechita to be zorek the dam or eat it or to burn the limbs in the wrong time, so it becomes pigel. And if you eat it, you chayv karis. Daf tezayin. Rab Meir holds tumas mashkin tamechem is rabbanon. Rab Yosef says tumas tamechem is doraisa. And therefore, suffik mashkin li tame is tame, because that's a suffix ulatame acherim, because that's a suffix doraisa. L'chomra, latame acherim is tahar. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer agrees. Rabbi Yehuda says everything is tame because Rabbi holds mashkin mitame and acherim midoraisa. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say if a mashkin is mitame ochlin, it's midoraisa. So a suffix is going to be tame, but lekalim it's going to be tahorim because that's only midirabanan. And the tzitz is meratzeh on any blood that's tamei, and basar and chelav that on it, ma beim bishogig, beim emezim, beim yachim, beim tzibur. Yud zayin. Now, Chagai was asked to give the Kohanim a question, dinei tuma. He asked them, does a revi become tamei bakodesh? And the Kohanim said tahar. And the Rav says the Kohanim got it wrong. Any kalim that have a back and a front, achorayim and toch, like pillows or blankets and bags, leather bags. So if the inside becomes tamei, all of it becomes tamei. But if the outside becomes tamei, it does not become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if its liquid was metame them. But a sheretz, which is avatuma, even if it's tuma on the back, the inside is tamei also, because that's a tuma doraisa. So this seems to be a proof that Tumas Mashkin, L'tamei Acherim, is only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. And Stam Yadayim, the rabbis decreed, are Shnios L'tumah. And anything that's a Sheni, we said before, is Metamei Mashkin to be a Rishon M'D'Rabbanan. Yud Ches. The Gemara in Yavama says on Daf Samach Beis, after all the students of Rabbi Akiva died, he went to the Rabboseinu Shebedara when he taught them. And one of Rabbi Akiva's great students was Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara talks over here how great Rabbi Yossi was. Whenever it says in Shas, Bo Bayom, it means the day that Rabbi Gamliel got fired, and they replaced him with Lazman Azariah. Rabbi Gamliel would not allow anyone who was not Tochel Kubora to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Lazman Azariah let everybody into the Beis Medrash, and on that day a lot of new halachas were taught because all the wicked people came to the Beis Medrash. Yud Tes. We learned in Chagiga that a Kli gathers together everything inside it for Kodesh, but not for Truma. So if a Tame touches some of the flour of the Ketores or Lavona, or coals, it's metame everything. Sounds like the din of tzirif is drabanan, but Rav Chanin says tzirif kli is doraisa because he learned that from a pasuk kav achas asaraz zahav melayak ketores. Suffik tomen rishus rabim sveikotar. It was just hayachid sveikotame. The azara of the base measure is rabim, and therefore sveikotar. Daf chaf. A sheretz found, a dead bug found in the tanur. If there's bread cooking in there which it didn't touch, it becomes a sheni, because the tanur becomes a rishon, and the bread becomes a sheni. Now, food becomes tamei from avir kli cheres, but a kli is not metame me avir kli cheres. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have to do bir chametz from Friday, and you burn everything, trumos, tahoros, tluyos, utmeos. Rabbi Yossi says, you can only burn the tahar truma by itself, its chametz, and the tmea by itself, and the suffik by itself. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechler v'lo Rabbi Shua, that you can't burn the tahar with the tamei, and that you're allowed to burn the tahar with the tului. What do they only argue on? On the tluya and the tmea. Rabbi Leza says, separately, Rabbi Shua says, together. Second parak, Daf Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz ela sreifa. The Chacham say you can even crumble it up and throw it to the wind. It says, af. So the Bach says, even the Chacham admit that it's better to do sreifa. However, the Rosh and the Rif don't go as af. To them, it's dafka have to be throwing it to the ocean and not sreifa. The Magen Avraham explains that we're afraid if you burn it, you will benefit from it. Daf, well, one more in Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Vo says, anytime it says lo yeachel, lo yocha, lo yochlu, it means even in Isser Hanah. Chaf Beis. Machlokas. The Gemara quotes, Machlokas time is Gira Nasha Asabana or Mutabana. Even the Rabbi Vo says, wherever it says lo yochel includes Isser Hanah. But when Nevela was permitted, the Gid is included if you hold the Yesh Begin Minosin Tam. And Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Begin Minosin Tam also agrees that the Gid Anash is Motobana. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes, do we learn every S in the Torah? One opinion says that a Shara Niskal is Asabana for the Pasuk Lechel S Bisaro. And some learn it, the Isser Hana from Bala Shara Naki. They don't learn it from S. Shimon Am Suni Darshan every S till he got to S Hashem Lekechatira. He didn't know what to Darshan, so he stopped, he retracted. And Rabbi Akiva came and said, "S is the rabbos tamini chachamim chaf gimel." The conclusion of our Gemara: there are five sources for the Isser Hana, either lo yeachel or lo yochal, or from the fact that the Torah needed to permit Hana by Nevela, or from the pasuk chachata shiuv and dama pinul asach beishti saref. Imenu l'ndam tenim kol yisurin shabbat Torah. Many, many others. Then the Gemara, according to the conclusion, the Gemara has nine sources. If a person eats kachim betumas haguf, he's chayav karis. But if you eat kachim that became tame, it's only malchus. Chaf hey. The Gemara says the reason why murder is yaharag v'yavar is because of the svara. My chaz is the dam didachsum k'tvei. How do you know your blood is redder than the other person's blood? And the Gemara also says you're not allowed to heal yourself with atzei ashera, even a chola sheyesh bo sakana. The Ran writes that this is because there's an iser doraisa to be nene from avodah zarah for the pasuk lo yidbak biyad chamumim and acherim. This is an iser doraisa which is part of the dust of avodah zarah, and therefore it's yaharag v'yavar. Chavav, kol mara v'reach do not have meila. Anything that the mitzvah was done has no me'ila, except for the Trumas HaDeshen. And we also learned that mochri ksus, people who sell garments, are allowed to wear shanas as long as they don't intend to get hanah from it. But if you're really makbid, you'll throw it on your back. You hang it by a pole. Chav Zayin. Hekdesh, b'shogig, mischalel. But if you remove hekdesh, if you use it, b'mezid, it's not mischalel. So to shlamim, which doesn't have me'ila, because it's only me'ila by kachim kachim, not kachim kalim, and therefore it's not mischala. Chav ches. Lahalacha, Rashi, and Tosvis, dimaschal ein, and the smag, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that ein bir chametz el asreifa. The Rosh quotes the Gaonim, and others shown in paskin like chachamim. B'chol dav, yachid v'ram alach karabim. The Rambam passed like that as well, the Shulchan Aruch also. The Rambam writes, the minig is to burn the chametz, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're worried about that one opinion. Chav tes. According to Vacha bar Yaakov and the Havamin, Rabbi Yehuda is matir to eat chametz shel goy on Pesach itself. But Rava and the Maskana says that L'Rav Acha, no, it's usser. Even Rabbi Shimon admits that there's an issur d'rabanan to be nana from chametz shavalav Pesach. And we make a knas on the fact that you violated by Rabbi Matzeh, and therefore, if it's chametz shavalav Pesach b'yad goy, there's no problem. But on Pesach, of course, you can't. Daf Lamed, Rav said, Kideros ba Pesach yishaveru. Rav said that if that the blia of chametz in your kalim over Pesach means you have to destroy it, even though it's nosim tam lefgam after a few days, the taste is usser. We don't pass like Rav. We hold nosim tam lefgam is mutter. But lechatchila, we're not going to negate. We're not going to use it, but you don't have to break the pots. Shmuel did not want to pasken. Shmuel disagreed with Rav, and Shmuel did not want to pasken like his own shita in Rav's town. Interesting. When it comes to kashering pots, the klal is kibolo kach polto. The way it goes in, that's the way it goes out. If you used it with hot water, you can be mashed with hot water. If you use it with fire, you got to mash it with fire. The Torah was heid al kli cheres. You can never kasher a kli cheres. That's why kli cheres yishvabo tishaver. Something that's cold does not bolea at all. Lamed Aleph. Rav Nosson taught us halacha, if I owe you money and you owe somebody else, so they take it from me and give it to the third guy. And a chametz that a building falls on, nafla lav mapolis, it's like it's destroyed from the world. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it means that a dog can't reach it, which is three tvachim. Lamed Beis. Rabbi Nechani ben Akana used to make Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, we say, Kam le b'derab minei. If it's an Isser Misa, so to Yom Kippur is only an Isser Kares. But we say you don't have to pay money if you do it at the same time. In Ksuvas, Machlos Abaye and Rava, whether or not this would apply to Misa b'de Shemayim, our Gemara sounds like Abaye, that even a Ho'ochel Truma b'mezid, which is Misa b'de Shemayim, you're exempted from payment. Lamin Gimel. Even though in all of the Torah, Misasek is Pater, if you don't know what you're doing, by Me'il Yechayiv, because you got Hana, and we know the Hamasasi B'chalam Raiz Yechayiv, Shekei Nenem, who had denami b'me'ila. Lamed Dalet. All Psulei HaGuf, if the animal, the carbon comes, you have to burn it right away. But if it's a Psul in the Sri Yuzrikas Adam, or the Bailim, so you have to let it get a mum, and it'll be Pasel, wait overnight, it'll become Pasel Belina, and then you burn it. Some say even a Psul HaGuf, you have to do that too, and the Tzitz is Maratza on all Psulei Tuma, but not Psule HaGuf. The Gemara calls the Babylonians fools, that they sit in darkness and they say bad svaras. Lamed Hey, Your yotze, the mitzvah of matzah with the five minim, wheat, barley, oats, rye, spelt. And it's got to be kosher. The Brisa says that spelt is a type of wheat, and oats and rye are types of barley. Rashi explains that it's to teach me that you can take truma one on the other. The Gemara says, according to most Tanaim, you're not yotze, your obligation of matzah with orez v'dochen, with the rice. Yochem Benui says, you are. It actually becomes chametz faster. The Gemara says, orez dochen does not come like dechimotz, ele de sirachon. Some say it's chametz nukshe. Most Rishonim hold, it does not become chametz. That's why the Sfaradim eat it. And kitnios, we forbid because it might look like wheat, and people used to get it confused. And similarly on this daf, Reish Lakish talked about an Isa Shenilosha Bemeperos, fruit juices. It's not Chayav al Chametz Ikaris, like the rabbi spoke about yesterday in the Shabbos HaGadol. Josh Ravid Bar Avin says the reason Reish Lakish is Meperos is Ein Machmitzin. Question about what if you add water to it, and what's the din of egg matzah, like we spoke about yesterday. Lamed Vav. Lechem Oni, Rabbi Yosef Glida says, you can't use matzah of Maitzah Sheni because it can't be eaten by Aninus. Rabbi Kiva says lechem oni and not if you have fruit juices in there. That's not lechem oni. Shmuel says it means lechem she'onin alav dvarim harbe. Rashi says halav ha'agada. Sounds like you have to uncover the matzah for the whole Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you have to also include halal in Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Milchig bread is asur to bake unless you make a siman in it. Where Rashi says it's very little. The Rambam says if it's a siman, then it's okay. Lamed Zayin. For the wood on the Mizbeach, they only used very dried out wood, which was harvested before Tuba'av. Of course, it was very hot and it really dried it out. You're not allowed to make matzahs with like designs in them because they become chametz. Some say that a baker is okay, but everyone else can't do it. Lamed Ches. A loaf of Maaser Sheni, Rav Meir says, is chayv in chala. The Chacham says it's pata because you need ariso sechem. Similarly by Esrog. And there's a machlokes tanaim. What about, did they bring karbanos nedava when the Mishkan was in Nov v'Givon? Lamed Tes. There's five types of maror. Romaine lettuce, horseradish, charchavina, which is a plant that grows around the date palm, ulshin, endives, or chicory, and maror. Some say it's a specific thing. Others say no, it means anything bitter. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glila. Matzah of Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Kiva says Yotze, because if it becomes Tame, you could eat it at home, B'chol Moshe Vasechem. Rabbi Yossi Glia says no. Daf Mem. Three sheets is in Shulchan Aruch. When does your matzah have to be watched from? Mishas Ktsira is the best. Mishas Tchina is not as good. And Lisha B'diavad works. We're Makbid Leil Seder Shimer Mishas Ktsira. The Rosh Hashanah Ben Yerucham write, but even if you bought it from a guy and you bought the dough, you bought the wheat from a guy and you kneaded it, l'shem mitzvah, but even you yotze. Mem Aleph. If you eat roasted, if you eat the Karban Pesach roasted by day or not roasted at night, you chayev lashes. Even though tzlimi b'od yom is a lava ba mechlala say, since it says lemar, it's a lav and your chayv lashes. Mem beis. Perek shlishi. Chametz dagon gamra yidei taroves and chametz nukshe. Which is bad chametz that it's not so easy to eat, but you can eat it a little bit. So it's the Magen Avraham. Rashi says you violate by Rabbi Matzah. Rabbi Natan says no. Only in Isra Achila, oven from the table, but there is no by Rabbi Matzah. Everyone agrees there's no chiv karis. Mem gimel. According to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the town of our Mishnah that chametz dagon gomur in a mixture or chametz nuksha are alav, that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir says nuksha b'lav kavachomer chametz gomur ayidei taroves. Question: How you learn it out? Mem dalid kizayis bechdechlis prasis doraisa. That shear, I might have thought only when the iser is be'en it's doraisa, but in the mixture not kamashulan. No, even ayidei taroves. It's doraisa. Mishras teaches us tam ke'ikr, that the taste of something, it's like it's there itself. Sounds like it's in doraisa. Reb Chaim was choker. Does this mean that the tam is like the mamushes? Is the mamushes isn't batel? Is it a new iser or it wakes up the old iser? The difference is, could you be yotzei matzah with something that just has the taste of matzah, even if it itself is not matzah? Okay. And similarly, these machlokas we've shown them in tam ke'ikr, if something has the taste of it, does the heter nefach le'isr? Memhei. We talked about the dough that got caught in the cracks of the bowl. If there's kezias in one place, you got to get rid of it. If it's less than the kezias, it's batel to the bowl. It's not chametz. And similarly, by tuma, if it's makbid alav, it's a chatzitza. But if you want it to be there, then it's like the bowl. Mem vav. How long does it take someone to be a chametz? It's a meal. That's the amount of time it takes to walk 2,000 amos. Some say it's 24 minutes. Some say 22 and a half minutes. Some say 18 minutes. We're three different opinions. And the Gemara says on this daf also that for tefillah, you have to walk 4 mil in front of you to get a minyan and 1 mil behind you. Some say it's even to just to daven in a shul if there is no minyan there. Some say it means to wash your hands for davening. Others say it means to go to the mikvah. And also for washing for bread, 4 in front of you and 1 mil behind you. And if not, there is a heter to eat the bread without touching it. Now, if you bake from Yontif to a weekday, Rav Chisda says you get lashes. You don't say that maybe guests will come. It's a Doraisa. How can you cook from Yontif to Shabbos through an Erev Tavshilin? Because Midoraisa Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yontif, and the rabbis decreed, and at the Erev Tavshilin they lifted the decree. Rabbi says there is no lashes, because we say, no, since guests might come, there's no Issa Doraisa. Mem Zayin. Lechem Aponim is sometimes eaten on the 9th day it was baked, because it's baked on Erev Shabbos the week before, sometimes the 10th, 11th, depends on when Yontif falls out, because it's not Docha Yontif. The Gemara says, Muktzah Doraisa, we learned from Vayu HaMashiach Ve'echinu HaSashay Yaviyu. What do you mean? The Gemara in Shabbos all the time says, Nechemi was Gozer on Muktzah Drabanan. Says the Chasid Sofer, Tiltul Muktzah Drabanan, but eating it might be an Issa Doraisa. Memches, Ram Gamliel says, 3 women can bake in one oven, one after the other. The Chachamim say, no. One needs it, and the next one rolls it, and the next one bakes it. Otherwise, it's going to take too much time. It's going to become chametz. Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, Tanakama. Rav Meir says, Eimru chametz el Srefa, you got to get rid of it Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, you got to do it before Chatzos, so you shouldn't get messed up with a regular year. That's why we do it also this year. We do it at the regular time. Others say you could do it all day long. Rabbi Shimon says, any Suda that's not a Suda's mitzvah, Talmud Chacham should not benefit from it. What's an example? Bas Kohen marrying Yisrael, Bas Talmud Chacham marrying an Amharetz. Wow. Person should sell everything he has to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Inve Agefen is Davar Noah Miskabel. Rabbi Kiva says, when I was an Amharetz, I said, if you give me a Talmud Chacham, I'll rip him to shreds. Rabbi Meir says, Valchalta is Achila, and Achila is Bekazayas, so you bench on a Kazayas. Rabbi Huda says, you need a kibetza. Nun. Pasuk says, "Bayom ahu Hashem mechadosh mo'achad." In this world, for good things we say tova meitiv, and bad things they die in emes. But olam haba, everything is a tova meitiv. And olam hazeh, we write Hashem's name yud kevavke and read it as Adon Adon. And olam haba, we read and say it as yud kevavke. The Tzlach says these two things are interconnected. In the next world, we're going to realize how everything really all along was for the good. You say a tova meitiv on something that's good for you and for others. That's why when Rav Schechter got the vaccine, he made a bracha tova meitiv, because he was doing something good for himself and good for others by getting the vaccine. Nun Aleph. The Gemara quotes a minug that a person should not go to the mikveh together with his father. And Rabbi Yehuda was mati l'kavod aviv. Depends what the reason is. Rashi says that you're going to come to be maharher if you see your father. The place that you came out of, it's not good for you. Tosas Chachmei Anglia, we're afraid he'll do an aver with him. Some say it's you'll come to not honor your father. The Shevet Alevi writes, it depends on the reason. If it's a chashash hirur, then even if your father's a zakin, it's aser. But if it's a pchisas hakavod, so if your father needs you, that is his kavod. Nun Beis. The Gemara implies that being put in cherem is a worse punishment than lashes. Cherem is osios ramach, Rav Schechter says. It's like a curse, you should die. It's even worse. There are 3 different lands for biur of the fruit of Shemitah. Evar Yardin Hu Degolel. The pasuk says, L'bahem t'chal l'chaya sheberatzecha. When there's food for the chayas in the sadeh, so you could feed your behemoth. Nun Gimel. A place where there's a minhag to eat roast meat on Leil Pesach even nowadays, you're allowed to eat it. But the Makom Shenagu, not to eat it, you can't eat it. Because it looks like you're eating Kachim B'chutz. Todus Ish Romi plays a big role. He asks, why Hanani Meshov Azari threw themselves into Kibshan Aish? They made a Kavachomer from the frogs. Asks Tosvis, what do you mean? It was Befar Hesia, it was Avodah Zarah. So some say, maybe it wasn't Befar Hesia, maybe it wasn't Avodah Zarah, so if they wouldn't have had the Kavachomer from the frogs, they would not have given up their lives. Nun Dalid. Baruch Atah Noheinu Cholam Shalkan Yavar. Shmuel says you only make a bracha on the Or Motzei Shabbos because that's when the Or was created, but not Motzei Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos is a big machlokas whether you need a ner sheshavas or not. 10 things were created Arab Shabbos ben Hashmashos, the Be'er, Mon, Ksav, Michtav, Luchos, Kivro, Shel Moshe, Ma'orash, Amin, Ba, Moshe, Ve'elyo, Psichas, Pia, Asun, Psichas, Pia, Oretz, Or, Va'pered, Va'ayel, Ashamer, Va'tsevis. That's a lot more than 10. Yeah, the Gemara has a lot of other opinions. Nun Hey. Three craftsmen were allowed to do Malach Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even in a place where the minhag was not to do that. Barbers, cleaners, and tailors, some say even shoemakers. And doing Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos depended on the minhag makom. Nun Vav. Chizkia dragged his father's bones, who was a Rasha, and the rabbi said it was a good idea. Basically, if your father's a Rashi, you still have the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspect, and once your father's dead, you only have Bein Adam L'Makom, but if your father's dead and he's a Rashi, you have no Chiyuv left. And Chizkiah said to bury the Sefer Refuos, and they liked that, because they weren't davening to Hashem, they were relying on the Sefer Refuos. That's a whole discussion. Most of the Rishonim say that you're allowed to go to a doctor. You should go to a doctor. You have to go to a doctor. The Chazon Ish says in those generations, they want such a high madrega, they didn't have to go to the doctor. But we, of course, have to go to the doctor. Nun Zion. The Azara screamed that, get out of here, Yosef Ish Kfar Bar Koi. He was a Kohen Gadol, and he had honor, too much honor himself, and he wanted to do the service wearing gloves, silk gloves, so his hands shouldn't get dirty. Rashi says, Chatzitza. Some say it's a bizayon kachin. The Be'er says he's wearing too many begadim. Fifth parak, Tam Nishchat Daf Nun Ches. According to Ravan, the Gemara Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim starts from 12:30. There's a contradiction. Rashi, is it really from 12 or from 12:30? Tzlach and other Achronim say Midoraisa is Sheish, but the Chachamim made it another half hour, so you shouldn't make a mistake. Nun Tes. The Gemara brings a drasha that the Tamid comes before the Karban Pesach. Even though Tadav Shena Tadir Kom should be obvious, we need a Pasuk. No, but we have another Pasuk, Alea, that would imply that the Karban Tamid has to be last. Daf Samach. Four main avodas in every Karban that have the potential to disqualify it. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, they all have to be Lishma. Karban Pesach, if one of them is done shelo lishma, or lishma v'shelo lishma, or shelo lishma v'lishma, it's pasul. Samach Aleph. If you shech the Karban Pesach shelo l'ochlov, like for a zakin or a chola, or shelo l'mnuyav, or l'areyim or l'tmeyim, it's pasul. If you shech it before chatzos, it's pasul. It's got to be bein or abayim. If you shech it before the Karban Tamid, it's kosher, as long as you keep on mixing the blood till after the Tamid. But if you zorik the dam before the tamid, but the evidence kasher, samach beis. Rabbi Yochanan said that the midrashim and divrei yoyamim are very mysterious, and you can only teach them to a miyuchas, to a talmid chacham who will understand them. Bruria learned 300 sugyas every day from 300 different rabbis. She was a very wise woman. Samach gimel. There's a machlokes tanoim. If yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof. Do we assume that the whole shechita is one long process, or no, the shechita is only at the last second when it's finished? There's a machlok about hasra safik. If a guy swears he's going to eat a loaf of bread today, he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get lashes, lav shem bo maisa. But hasra safik is shmias. Reish Lakish says you don't get lashes because hasra safik, because you're going to forget about the hasra by the end of the day. But lav shem bo maisa, you do get lashes for. Samach dalid. The Gemara says shachat Yisrael. Because shechita is ksher bizar. It's learned out from the fifth pasuk in Sefer Yirka, so it's not such a chiddush that Shmuel knew this, and he was more halach in front of his Rebbe, even though he was 2 years old. He already knew the din of Shechita K'sher Bazar. Some say that there's actually a hakpada that the Bala Korban should shecht it. Samachay, Gemara says, you gotta have both men and women in the world, but a guy's lucky if his kids are men and not women. The simple pshat is that in the times of the Gemara, so the men worked for a living and the women didn't, so you gotta have somebody to give parnasa, or to pay for chasnas is a problem if you're the woman. If you milk a cow on Shabbos, you're chayv for dush. And if you curdle the milk to separate between the curds and the whey, so that's a tolda of borer. Megabein, making cheese, is a tolda of bona. Sixth perek. Elu dvarim. Let's go to Samach Vav. The Gemara tells a story that when B'nai B'seir were the Nesim, they forgot a halacha that Shechitas Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. And Hillel quoted them as source. B'mo'ado. The Meiri writes that the Gemara means can't be that they forget the din, they forgot the reason. Can't be they forgot the din, it happens all the time. Samach Zayin. Well, the Gemara also there says in Samach Vav, anyone who becomes a Balgaiva, if he's a Chacham, he's going to lose his Chachma. And if he's a Nevuah, he loses Nevuah. Samach Zayin. Karbanos Tzibor and Karban Pesach, you could bring them when most of the Tzibor is Tamei, or all the Kohanim are Tamei, or the Kli Sharis became Tamei. Only a Tamei Meis could eat from a Karban Pesach above a Tumei, not a Zav and a Mitzorah. Samach Ches. Hector Chalavim Veivarim are Docha Shabbos. That's a Raya that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Rabbi Lazar says, everyone agrees that Shavuos is, you need to eat. Some people say you should eat on Yontif, some say learn on Yontif. Everyone agrees Shavuos you eat because it's Yom Shenitna Torah. Rashi says we dafka have to be Mesameach to show how much we enjoy the Torah. Samech Tes. Rabbi Akiva answered, one question Rabbi asked him with a joke that Shechitas HaPesach shouldn't be Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezis thought it was a lack of kavod, and he cursed Rabbi Akiva that he should die through the sword. And that's what happened. Daf Ayin. There's a halacha that you have to bring Chagigas Yodalid in addition to Chagigas Tesvav at night. And we do this so that the Karban Pesach should be eaten al Hasova, but the Chagigas Tesvav was by day. And we eat the Afikomen now, Zechel Pesach, at the end of the meal also, that it should be eaten al Hasova. Ayin Aleph. Rabbi Lazar says, Shlomim. Pesach Sheshachta Shalol Ishman Shabbos, Chayev Chatas. Shalol Ochlov, Shalol Amnu, Lairan Tmeim, Chayev Chatas. Ayin Beis. Meal on the 8th day is Docha Shabbos, but a meal of Shalobis Mana is not Docha Shabbos. Someone who does a meal of Shalobis Mana on Shabbos is Chayev Chatas. Ayin Gimel. Malachis Machsheves Asra Torah. So Kalam Makalkalin are Putter. Machlokis Tanaim, if Makalka Bechabura is put like all other makakalin, or since every chabura and burning of fire is by definition a kilkel, so you chayev also on the kilkel. Ayin, also temura, five chamish chatos mesos. The Rosh Hashanah is vitimna, vlad chatos, temuras chatos, mesu balan, niskapu balabachar, avar shnasa, vitimna. Perek shvi. Daf Ayin Dalid. You're supposed to roast the whole Karban Pesach as one. The head on the sides. Kulo ke'echad. If you chopped it up into Evarim, Rashi says it's pasul. But Tosa says, b'dieved, it's kosher. Ayin Hey. Even if a Bas Kohen gets burnt with lead through the mouth, we learned that from Bnei Aaron, that it was Srefas Neshama of a Guf Kayim. And from the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, we learned that it's got to be a quick Misa. So we don't use something burnt up with a liquid. You don't do a liquid because it's not nice. And we don't do with bundles of wood because she won't die quick enough. Daf Ayin Vav. We learned hot into hot, everyone agrees is usser. If it's not liquid, it's only usser kedei netila, right? If kosher into treif, you have to peel off the outside. If one of them was moist, then we assume it goes all the way in there, unless you have shishim against the isser, in which case it is batel. Ayin zayin. Any carbon that has a set time is docha Shabbos and docha tumas meis. If most of the kol are tamei, or if all the kohanim are tamei, or the klisharis, like we said before. There's machlokes tanaim if tumas hutra betzibor or dechuya. Rabbi Yehuda said hutra. Rabbi Shimon said dechuya. Nafgamina, do you have to go looking for kosher kohanim if you can? Do you have to be memayit in the tumah to a lesser tumah if it's possible? Ayin ches. If all of Klai Yisrael became tumah before the shechita, you could eat the meat betumah. But if they became tumah after the shechita, before the zrika, midoraisa, you're allowed to eat it betumah. But the rabbis asked that maybe next year they'll all come to be metameh after the zrika. And they're going to think that just like we ate it last year, so we'll eat it this year, even though it wasn't mitame after the zrika, it was before the shechita. Ayin tes. The Rambam and B.S. Mikdash writes, any carbon that's kavolo zman and most of the tzibor, the Quran and klisharis, they bring the carbon mitoma. Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazan says, dafka carbon pesach. Because all other carbonos, a tummy could be sholeach carbonosav. But the Arsameach have an ozel griz other hole that even by other carbonos, that you're allowed to bring it bituma. Daf pay. The tzitz is maratze on tumas hatahom, tuma that nobody knew about ever. Daf pe aleph. You can't learn out of kal v'chomer from a halacha l'moshe misinai. So etzem kisaora. A bone the size of a barley's metame b'mago b'masa of a loba ol, and it knocks out nazirus. Revius dam is metame also b'ol kavachomer should be soser. But since etzem kisaor is halach l'moshe misinai, you can't learn out a kavachomer from a halach l'moshe misinai. Pei beis. Rabbi Nechemyah holds that the Sar Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, Moshe got angry at Aaron that he didn't eat it. But Karbanos, that were a Horas Shah, so you could eat it by Aninas. But the Sar of Rosh Chodesh, which was Kachi Doros, was not permissible to them. And Moshe ended up agreeing to Aaron. Pei Gimel. It says, Ve'etzim lo sishbur bro, you're not allowed to break a bone of the Karban. That's by a carbon kosher, not by a carbon pussel, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yaakov says, if it had a shas hakosher, even though it's pussel now, it does have the isser of shviras etzem. Rav Yehuda says the whole isser of gidanasha is only with one thigh. It makes sense, it's the right one. The Gemara in Chulin is not sure, is it b'toras vada or b'toras safek? Pei dalid. Pei Dalet. If a person violates the Isser Nosei, you don't get lashes. Because it's a lav anita klasei. Or it's a lav shem b'maisei. Why is a lav shenita klasei, there's no lashes? Rashi quotes two reasons. Either the asei fixes the lav, or it's not dumi de lav de chasima. And the lav shem b'maisei is also not doma to the paradigmatic lav of lo sachsom shor bedisho. Pei hei. Tumah that's hidden, tumah starim is not metame. We talked about davening. If you're outside the room, are you counted for the minyan or not? If you're standing outside, you don't count for the minyan. Rav Shimon Levi says, no, even a mechitza shel barzel doesn't separate. Tosis says, the whole question is if you already have 10 inside. Rav says you can't even answer. Rav Shimon Levi says you can answer. Pei vav. One big chabura is allowed to divide into two chaburas. Rabbi Huda says Pesach is nechal b'beis chaburas, but one person can't eat in two places. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you could eat in two places, but the Pesach can't be split into two chaburas. The Gemara says you can decline to a katan, but ain't misarven legadol. And whatever the Baal Bais tells you to do, Perek Shmini, Daf Pei Zayin. the Gemara, Hashem said to Hosea, your son sinned. He said, so exchange them for another sin. He didn't defend them. Hashem got all upset and told him to take a zona and give birth to kids and try to send them away. And then he did tshuva, and he asked for mercy. The Gemara says, woe is to Rabbanus, it buries its owners. Because every Navi had four kings in his time. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says that Klal Yisrael went into Galus so that we should get Gerim. And Rabbi Hoshaya says, Hashem did us a favor and he spread us out because it's like whack-a-mole. Nobody could ever destroy us. We're all over the place. Pei Ches. Someone is Chetzi Avid v'Chetzi Ben Chorin. You work for your master one day and for yourself one day. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you have to force the master to free him because he can't marry anybody. And Beis Hillel ended up agreeing to Beis Shammai. Pei Tes. You're allowed to join a group for Karban Pesach as long as there's still a kezayis for everybody. And you could join or remove yourself up until Shechita. Rabbi Shimon said even until Zrikas Adam. Daf Tzadi. Rav says, Shochtin v'zorkin al tful yom and mechusav kiporim, but not on Tmei Sheretz. Lulis is even Tmei Sheretz. Which means that tful yom mechusav kiporim, they could just appoint the shliach to bring the carbon for them. And all chayvei tfilos go to the mikveh during the day. Nida and Yoledes tfilos and balayla, and therefore you can only shecht on Nida in the eighth day and not the seventh day. Tzadi Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman is obligated in Pesach Rishon, and therefore you can have a chabura made up all, of all women. Pesach Sheni it's Rishus, so you can only have her join with somebody else. Nashim are chayavos in matzah because kol sheyeshno b'bal tocha chometz yeshno b'kom achol matzah. Tzadi Beis, an Orel Yisrael that converted on Erev Pesach, so he could go to the mikvah and he could eat his carbon Pesach that night. Orel Goy lebeis Shammai tov ocha v'schol erev lebeis Hillel also lelechos a gzeir darbanan. Maybe he'll become tamei next year and not realize that last year he was a guy. That's why it wasn't a problem that he was tamei. Perek Tishii, Daf Tzadi Gimel. Derech Ruchoka is established where a person finds himself at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, according to Rashi Ben Chanan. The Rambam says Netzachama. Rabbi Akiva says Min Hamodiyin v'lachutz u'kumidasa l'chalruach 15 mil. That's how much a regular person travels in a half a day till the Zman HaShchita, because that's the Zman HaShchita. Rabbi Eleza says, even if you're right outside the door of the Azara, you're a Derech Rechoka. Tzadi Dalid. The Rambam writes, we're talking about a guy who got sick. Rabbi Eleza's sheet is a guy who got sick, so he can't go into it. It's against the simple Pshana Gemara, right? This is the Gemara also with the meal, again, the Gemara talks about the three shiurim for a meal, 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. Rabbi Kiva says, if you're a derech rechok at chatzos, even if you could run fast, you're still exempt from carts because you don't have to run. Tzadi hey, Pesach Rishon has an isur ba'ayiroa, Pesach Sheni chamitzimo ba'bayis. Rishon needs halal, Sheni does need halal. Both of them need halal by the shechita, just not by the achila in Pesach Sheni. And they're eaten roasted, al matzah semrorim, and they're doches Shabbos. Tzadi vav. What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros? Mitzrayim is Mekho Ba'asar. You require the sprinkling of the blood on the two mezuzahs and the mashkof. It's eaten quickly and only one night. Isser Chometz by Mitzrayim, what that means is Isser Chometz Mitzrayim is one night and one day. L'Doros Isser Chometz is 7 days. Tzadi Zayin. Shmuel says, any type of Karban Chatas that dies, by Pesach is Kariv Shlamim. If by Chatas it's Yira Ad Shistayev, Pesach is also Yira Ad Shistayev. Tzadi Ches. Pesach needs to be Zachar 1 year old. If a person's Mafresh in a Keva, or a Zachar 2 years old, you got to let it get a mum and sell it, and you bring the Davos with it. Tzadi Tes. And the beginning of Arve Psachim. Tzadi Tes. Lo Yachal Adam Ad Sheyesev. Two reasons for Heseba, to remember their Heseba or to publicize the miracle today. The Rav Yah says nowadays people don't publicize that way. But men still have to recline because they did it back then. Women are only chayiv in the Pesumei Nisa. Therefore, they're not chayiv at all in Haseba today. Therefore, the Rama says, even though Nashim Chashuvos do Haseba, nowadays women rely on the Rav Yah, and they don't do Haseba. However, the Chasam Sofer's wife did do Haseba. Daf Kuf. Well, first of all, Lo Yivchasu Lo Dal Kosis Afil Min HaTamchoy. Tosis implies that only the Baal HaSeder has to drink four cups because it's like Kiddush. But Tosis concludes Tov LaHachmir. The Rambam says, no, everyone's got to drink Dalet Kosos. It seems to be Machlokas, Rambam and Tosos, whether or not the din of Dalet Kosos everyone has to drink, or it's like Kiddush, one could be Motzi. Daf Kuf, Machlokas Rishonim, that who do we paskin like as far as eating on Erev Pesach? And on Erev, regular Erev Yontav, and Erev Shabbos. Rashbam says, Halach Karbiosi, the Mishnah is sosim kedvarv. Only on Erev Pesach samach lemincha you can't start, but Shabbos you're allowed to eat right before Shabbos. That's the halacha. But the Baha, quoted by Tosis, says no. Even Erev Shabbos is usur. Rabbi Yossi only holds if you started, you're allowed to continue, but you're not allowed to start. Kuf Aleph. Osim b'nei adam shemekachim beis knesses. Rav says, yidei yayin lo yatsu, yidei kiddush yatsu. Shmuel says, even yidei kiddush lo yatsu, because ain't kiddush al makam suda. But it's only, they only do it to be motzi the orchin. What if there are no orchin or bizman hazeh? So, most Rishonim say, not a problem. But the post can write, maybe it's not a good idea to start the minute of making kiddush in shul, because we have no guests, but if you have it, you don't have to get rid of it. What's the reason for Kiddush Malkum? Suda v'karasal Shabbos Oneg. When you call out Shabbos, that's where the Oneg should be. Others say, Zochreir al Yayin. Yayin shebesuda chashuva. We have three cases that we paskin like Shmuel against Rav Lehakel, Matirin Beged Lebeged. Rav says Usser. Shmuel says Mutter. And Malikim Yineir Lener. And I forgot the third one. Okay, Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis. We learned on Kuf Beis, Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. The Rashbam says, you shouldn't do Mitzvos in bundles. Rashbam says, so it shouldn't look like a burden on you. Tosas Moed Katan says, no, you want to be able to have Kavana in each one. Our Gemara sounds like against that. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, you have to make Birchas Eirsin and Nisuin on one coast. Because if not, it bore Pir Governor's Levatel. Rabbi Natan says, Adaraba. No, it's two different things. You're not allowed to do it on one coast. It's a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, like our minig. And we talked about Sheva Brachas, etc. Kuf Gimel. Rameir says, Bein Lebeisham, Bein Lebeisilo. The bracha on the Nair comes before the Besamim, because that's the first thing you see when you come into the house. Rabbi Yudin says, Beisilo says, Besamim comes first, because that's Lekovit Shabbos for the Neshama Yisera. Kuf Dalid. There is no Havdalah on Motzei Yontif that goes into Shabbos because the king is coming. So you don't have to say goodbye to the secondary person. If you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you could still make it till Tuesday. Kavod Yom and Kavod Laila. Kavod Yom is better. Kuf Vav. You're not allowed to make a bracha on a kos pagam l'chatchila, but the Eved, from the language of Kupid, sounds like b'di'evad it's mutter, and so it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yoel writes, even b'di'evad you should make a bracha on a kos pagum. And kiddush hayom is kiddusha rabba. Why? Rashbam says because every kiddush you have a bar priya gafen. Tosas Rid says it's a euphemistic. Rabbi Nadava said it's a sod ne'elam. Kuf Zayin. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, soda is not chamar medina. You cannot make havdalah on soda, but tea, coffee, and schnapps, maybe yes. What's the hagdara? Something that you would not just drink when you're thirsty. Rather, it's a chashiva mashke. Kuf ches. Well, first, why is mincha called a mincha? Some say because of the carbon mincha, even though you have a mincha by shachris, but that has a different name. Okay. And also, Elio was answered, dafka mishas mincha, therefore it's a shas raton. Kuf ches. Matzah requires a seba, Mara doesn't require a seba. Wine, two yes, two no, we're not sure which, we do all four. Ask the Rav, what about Seva Derbana Lekula? Well, it's not a big deal to do it. Also, if we would be lenient, we would totally get rid of the whole din. What if you didn't eat matzah by seba, you didn't drink wine by seba? Tosa says, Sarach Ian, if you have to drink it again. The Brisker of his Choker, if you eat matzah without a seber, you have to eat the matzah again. So it sounds like if there's a real chiyuv, if a seber is a separate mitzvah, then of course you yotze, you don't have to do it again. But if you say it's a din of the matzah, then you have to do it again. It sounds like a machlokas, the Rambam against the Rush. Nashim are obligated in dalat kosel she'afein hayu ba'os ha'nes. Either they did the nes or they were included in the nes. Kuf tes. Many things we do on the Seder night so the kids should ask. The whole carpus is so the kids should ask. We give out nuts and sweets so they should stay awake. Why do we want them to ask? Because someone who asks really wants to know the answer. And there's a whole discussion about how we do simcha. Is simcha bezman hazeh d'oraisa? Women, we buy them clothing. Men is meat, drink wine or eat meat. That was bezman based on mitzvah. It has to be meat nowadays. It could be done with yayin. The Rambam seems to say the mitzvah simcha, even nowadays, is midoraisa. Kuf Yud, we talked about zugos. Why do we not do things in pairs? Rabbeinu Mechai says, because you think there's two different gods. Kuf Yud Aleph. Man should not walk between two women. Woman should not walk between two men. Kuf Yud Beis. Afilo anishu b'sar lo yochal, even from the Tamchoy. The Rashbam says it means you have to sell your clothes, even for the four kosos. Tosas says, no, it just means that they should give you money from the Tamchoy for the four cups. So Salvechik said, any mitzvah that's for Pursume Nisa, you have to sell your clothes. Hashem went above and beyond for you, so you got to go above and beyond for him. And on Kuf Yud Beis, we also learned, Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, more than the cow wants to nurse the baby, more than the baby wants to nurse from the cow, the egel, the cow needs to nurse the baby. The Rebbe wants to give more than the student wants to take. Kuf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan said, three people get Olam Haba. You live in Eretz Yisrael, you raise your children to study Torah, and you leave over from Kiddush to Havdalah. I once heard a pshat, it means that just like the same sanctity you have for the Shabbos, you also bring into the rest of the week when you make Havdalah. Kuf Yudalad. Mazgulo Kos Rishon. So there's a minute to say to somebody else should pour for you because that's being like a king. Beis Shammai says you make a bracha on the yom and then the yayin because the yom causes the yayin and also the yom came first. Beis Hillel says yayin achal yom because tadir sheino tadir and also if you don't have wine, you don't make kiddush. Now we follow Beis Hillel. Either the Gemara says halacha Beis Hillel. Either is before the baskol or like Rabbi Shimon that we don't follow the baskol. Ask Tosas, how can we follow some baskols, not the other ones? Tosas says, if the baskol supports the rove, we follow it. The baskol is against the rove, we don't follow it. Or that baskol above Mitzi was only for the honor of Rabbi Eliezer. We have two cooked foods at the Seder, one for the Pesach and one for the Chagiga. We do a zroa for the Pesach and the Beitz of the Chagiga. Kuftes Vav. Rashi and Rashbam say, Bar Pri Adam of the Karpas exempts the Bar Pri Adam of the Maror, and the Haggadah is not a Hefsek. The Rush quotes according to their Shita, even though Haggadah is a hefsek for washing hands, that's touching. However, Tosfos says, no, it's exempted by the matzah. Rashi Rashbam said Hillel would and the sandwich would have the Karban Pesach and the matzah and the maror. Rambam says, no, only the matzah and the maror. Kuf Tezayin. Lechem Oni is Lechem Sh'onel of Dvar Harbe. And also means Ma Darka Sh'oni with a broken matzah, so too, we have a broken matzah. Ma oni hu masik v'ishta ofa, matzah masik v'ishta ofa. A lot of, dvarim harbe, so the ksav sofer, what do you mean, lechon on dvarim harbe? That matzah means that it's also a symbol of slavery and also a symbol of freedom. We also have another drasha, that you need matzah mar menachem lefanecha. And Darkish Rabbi Prusa is the whole reason we have yachatz, we break the matzah to be like a poor person. We put the prusa inside the shlemo, and both say, the Gemara says in Brachos, there's a machlokas, do you need two holes for lecha mishta plus the broken one, or just one hole and the broken one, because that is your lecha mishna. We have derech she'elo, tshuva to say there, even you ask yourself, the manashtana, the four sons, chacham ha'omer, pesach ha'shema, echad miyodea, I said before from Rav Huttner, we try to stimulate questions, because people who question want to answer. Kuf Yud Zayin. The Nevi'im were misaki to say Hallel on every Yontif and when we got redeemed from Tsaros. That's the way the Rashbam says it. Dafka Nes shall call Kla Yisrael, but not an Ace of a Yachid. Amir says, no, you could even say Hallel on Ace of Yachid on every year. You can only learn Torah from Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Rashbam says a Nigin helps you come to Nevuah. And the Gemara says it used to, one of the Amoraim used to always say a milsa de b'dichusa. He used to say a joke before learning. Some say it just means a sharp piece of Torah. Others say, Moshe Fein says, no, mamish a joke in order to put the Tamid in besimcha before starting. Kuf Yod Ches. We have the four cups, but kol chad v'chad nabed bei mitzvah. One of them is attached to Kiddush. One of them is attached to Sibur Yitzias Tzayim. One of them is attached to benching. One of them to Hallel. The Gemara there says also in Kuf Yod Ches that losing money is a kapara, and eating dagon, grains, in the morning separates us from animals and gives us das. Very important to focus on breakfast. The Gemara also says Kashim is an osif shaladam kekriyas yamsuf, that for Hashem to provide us with food, it's like as hard as Kriyas Yamsuf. I said from Shimshon David Pinkus, that's why we say Oz Yashir every morning. When you open up your pantry and you see you have food, so you should thank Hashem. That's why we say Oz Yashir every morning. Kuf Yud Tes, brachos have to be done over Las Yasan. The Rambam says just like Hanoah has to be before, so too mitzvah has to be before. Rav Salvechik said, we learn from this that Birkas HaMitzvah is a matir. We're asking Rishus to get close to Hashem like Nanin. And therefore, don't say it afterwards. The Rambam's against the Orzaru, said you can't say it afterwards. Kuf Chaf, Ein Maftir and Achara Pesach Afikomen. Rashbam says, every carbon has to be eaten ala sova because Lamashcha Legedula. And therefore, it has to be at the end. That's why we need the taste of the Afikomen. So the reason you can't eat afterwards is so you should eat beforehand. And it should be eaten ala sova. However, Tosis says no, that it's so that you shouldn't come to break a bone. So that wouldn't apply to matzah. Even though the matzah, even though there's no din, the matzah needs to be nala sova. However, the Rashbam explains, the matzah zeche le karban pesach, or zeche le matzah, that's even the karban pesach, and therefore we don't have to eat after that either way. The Rambam and Tosa seem to say, no, there's a separate din that the tam matzah and the tam pesach has to be afterwards, either so that we should have matzah umaru munachin lefanav, you don't have the matzahs, you have the taste of the matzah, or that the whole experience of the Seder should stay with us afterwards, or the chashuv of mitzvah halayla should stick with us. Why do we need two kezesim for afikomen, one zeicher lepesach, and one zeicher lematzah? And finally, kuf chaf aleph. So the Gemara says, we make a shechiyanu, opinion and ben. The Baal Amor wonders, why don't we have a shechiyanu for Sfiras Omer? The Baal Amor says, Sfiras Omer is zeicher lemigdash b'churbana. It's a sad kind of zeicher lemigdash. So even though it's a mitzvah, Abba Mizman Lizman, we don't make a Shechiyanu. But the Pidgin Aben is a Simcha Dika mitzvah. Why? Because we're happy that the baby has made it to his 30 days old. He's no longer a Nefil. Rabosai, I want to thank each one of you for learning Pesachim with me. I want to thank you for coming to the Shir tonight. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow is a day off from the Kamenetsky Daf Yoimi. We'll be back Tuesday morning, 7:05, Bez Hashem Yisparach. Beginning Maseches Shkalim.
Rabbeinu, thank you so
AJ,
much.
AJ, where's AJ? Holy cow, AJ, are you in Israel, AJ?
Yeah,